why would you sit around waiting for me?
Or as, you know, like you might say, why did you sit around as an alternative of helping me? So then, if you were to, instead of using the word as an alternative, you would, instead of using as an alternative, you'd use one word. Why did you sit around blank helping me? Or if, let's say if you went out and you bought some kids some ice cream, and there was this one kid, and you forgot he said that he wanted vanilla ice cream. And he said, you know, he told you you wanted vanilla ice cream. He said, okay, I'll get you vanilla ice cream. And you got all the kids chocolate ice cream, and you mistakenly given one kid the vanilla ice cream cone, you know, another kid. And you went up to him, and this, you know, this one kid who asked you for the vanilla ice cream cone came up to you and said, hey, I didn't want chocolate, I wanted vanilla. And you went up and you took his chocolate ice cream, and you went up to the kid who had the vanilla ice cream cone, you say, well, don't you want this chocolate ice cream cone blank, that vanilla ice cream cone?
That vanilla
ice cream. Right? Or any other terms you'd say? Mm-hmm. You wanted to switch? Don't you want this ice cream cone blank, that ice cream cone?
Instead of that. Oh, why'd you sit around and instead of dump? You were going all the way around the bush. Oh dear. Why did you sit around and sit around? Oh dear.
A man is funny and you'd like him. You say, I like him
very much.
Yeah, or if you wanted to say the reasons
lots
why you liked him, you'd say, I like him
because he's funny, or because he's jolly, or because he's nice.
Do you happen to know the names of the large Protestant churches?
Yeah.
You know, the largest Protestant denomination in the South.
Baptist Church.
If people became members, you would say they, what? If people
were Baptist?
Yeah, or if people became members of the church, you would say they
join the church?
Right. On church, you pray to.
You say on church?
In church, you pray to
God.
The priest delivers a fine
sermon.
Mm-hmm. The choir and the organist provide good
music. Oh, good songs or music.
If you had to change a flat tire on the way to church on Sunday morning, you might say, church will be over
before I get there.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, though I had time, I got caught in the traffic and the post office was closed
before I got there.
Mm-hmm.